It's been that's touring. Like last week, we were in the County Cullen Library. Then this week, we're in St. Nicholas Park during the week, Thursday and Friday. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're on Governor's Island.
Wow.
And then we come back up to Morningside Park next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're in the upper area of Riverbank State Park the following weekend. And then we're doing outside the Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building.
That's on 123rd
Street. Yeah, so we're really moving around all over the place. So we've handled it a little differently. We don't have, like, great big sets this time. And, you know, we don't have 65,000-watt generators. We have a much less amount of lights and everything. Because we don't have masses of money, as you might imagine. So,
For our listeners to get more information about this, can you give us your website?
Yes, it's pulse, like your heartbeat, P-U-L-S-E, ensemble, E-N-S-E-M-B-L-E, and theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, spelt the English way, .org. And the telephone number, which if that was too long, is 212-695-1596.
Well, we're going to try to catch at least one of these performances, and hopefully I can catch up with you, and we can match up our faces with our voices.
That'd be great.
And next
Thank
time
you very much.
In New York, we'll have you back on, and we'll talk about the next production that you're putting on. For
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Okay.
It's a Midsummer Night's Dream.
There you go, Midsummer Night's Dream in the parks. It's all free. You can go to www.pulseensembletheater.org or call 212-695-1596 and tell them Dr. Dan sent you from WVOX. And we want to thank our guest for being with us. And this was really Alexa Kelly, the artistic director for Pulse Ensemble Theater. And we'll be right back with our next guest. You and you got away with me, and Bernadette Peters is in concert. Broadway Barks Because Broadway Cares is produced by Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. This is a benefit to help AIDS and to help dogs and animals. And it's Monday night on November 9th at 8 p.m. at Broadway's Minskoff Theater at 1515 Broadway. And Equity Cares Fights AIDS is pleased to announce the Broadway star and Tony Grammy Golden Award winner, longtime friend and trustee Bernadette Peters will perform a special one-night-only concert called Bernadette Peters, a special concert for Broadway Barks Because Broadway Cares. And as I said, it's on November 9th at the Minskoff Theater, and you can get tickets for this. It's a wonderful cause. We want everybody to know about this, and this is just a wonderful thing. And Bernadette said, I love to sing. When the opportunity came along to do a concert to benefit two of my passions, Broadway Barks and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, it was a match made in heaven. And this is something that she'll be accompanied by a 30-piece band, all sharing to benefit some of our best two-legged and four-legged friends, beauties, all of them. And ticket information... you can call 212-840-0770, extension 268, or go to www.broadwaycares.org. November 9th, Bernadette Peters, you have to be there to enjoy it. We also want to tell you about the Elvis Spectacular. Elvis is not in the building anymore, but his impersonators are. And the Elvis Tribute Spectacular will be at the Capital One Bank Theater at Westbury, formerly known, as I call it, Westbury Music Fair. As on August 21st, 2009, Live Nation proudly presents the Elvis Tribute Spectacular at the Capital One Bank Theater at Westbury. It's Friday night, August 21st at 8 p.m. This year's show stars the nationally renowned Donnie Edwards and Ryan Pelton, as well as local Elvis acts Steve Mitchell, Rick Verga, backed by all the King's men and special guest Mr. DJ Fontana. He was there last year. I remember I was there, too. Tickets begin at only $40. They're available exclusively online at LiveNation.com. Charge by phone at 1-877-598-8694 at the Westbury box office and at participating Blockbuster stores. And Blockbuster stores are all over Nueva York. Save 25% when you purchase a four-pack of tickets for this particular performance. For membership information, greater savings, you may visit www.westburymembership.com. The Rock and Roll King Spectacular is produced by Omar Farag, who worked with the original Elvis. The show presents the music of one of the most talented and memorable singers of all time, Elvis Presley. And you got to be there, August 21st, 2009. And if you spot Dr. Dan in the audience, I will give you a pair of tickets to an upcoming off-Broadway show sometime in the fall. There you have that. And we want to tell you a little about some of the other performances that are going to be at Live Nation in Westbury. And we do have a bunch of information about that we want to tell you about. And I think we may wait to do that a little later since our next guest is waiting in the wings. And so we're going to go back to the studio and we're going to talk to our next guest, Kimley Smith. Totally. She announces the New York performances. It's a one-woman show written and performed by the one and only Kimley Smith, who's our next guest. Kimley, welcome to Spotlight Entertainment.
Hello.
How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm at a
show. I'm so excited because Patrick has been saying so many amazing things about you. And he told me that you're coming to the show on Saturday, so I'm so psyched. I've got you down for two, and I cannot wait to have you in the audience.
Yeah, we're going to rib you from the audience. I was just at a show recently, and there was a heckler in the audience who really made it difficult for the performer, but they put her in her place. Anyway.
Oh, they put her away.
Kimley, tell us all about Kimley Smith and about Totally, your one-woman show.
Oh, my gosh. It has been an amazing journey that has been in the works for the last couple of years. And what's lovely about it is that I get to go from 17 till now, which we will leave that age unknown to the public. But it is a huge journey. And it started back when I just had this amazing teacher. I was like, girl, you should write a one-woman show. And I was like, okay. And I just began the process. And it's kind of my life story. And just everything that I've been through, it's hilarious, it's poignant. I mean, people are cracking up, falling out of their seats, people are leaving bawling, so you get to go through the gamut of emotions. And that is that. Like, I came in from L.A.
Uh-huh.
My family's originated in Kansas. I was born in Japan, totally Air Force brat.
Wow.
And that is that.
Did you say Air Force broad?
No, Air Force brat.
Oh, okay.
You know the old saying.
What's the difference between an Air Force brat and an Air Force broad?
Air Force broad would actually be in the Air Force. Air Force mm-hmm. brat would be born of parents who were in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of those. My father was in the Air Force. My brother's an Navy SEAL. That whole thing.
Did you travel around from base to base?
Well, I was really fortunate. I was born in Japan. I was born in Tachikawa. I lived there till I was 10 years old. And then my mother's from a small town in Kansas called Leavenworth. And so my father went to Korea, and he was stationed there for like 2 years, and my mom was done with being overseas. So we moved the family to Kansas, and we grew up with all of our cousins. My family's from my mom's from a family of 12. So like, there's 150 of us on my mother's side of the family. So it's a ginormous family. So we went from being like this little small pod of me, my brother, my sister, my mother, and father into this huge extended family, and it was just a hoot. I mean, just imagine going from that to this and leaving Japan and going to Leavenworth, Kansas. It was a total culture shock.
Now, is it Leavenworth where there is a prison? Is that what takes
the federal penitentiary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But there's actually like seven prisons just in Leavenworth. There's a woman's prison. There's the military prison. There's just too many prisons in that one little
town. Have you been there to entertain the prisoners?
I haven't, but I did get a chance to go there and do my show for my family and everybody, and I want to go back and do it again back in Kansas just because it's my hometown, dude.
Well, anyway, the information about your show says that this is a testimony to the healing power of theater for both you, the performer, and the audience. How do you get into it with the audience that they internalize what your life was all about?
Well, I think what I've had the joy of creating in this show is actually the audience is taking the same journey that I'm taking. So I feel just from just responses that I've received is that the people feel like they're going on the same journey that I'm going on, but they also can relate to what I'm talking about, whether the situation has happened to them or not. Both male and female are able to, like, connect to the story of transforming yourself and really overcoming the, you know, overcoming what fear does and how it debilitates us. So it really gives the audience the opportunity to grow along with me. And so I had a great audience on Thursday night, and everybody stayed afterwards, and we had this huge, long, like, hour conversation. I think they kicked us out of here at, like, 10:30 because everybody was just asking questions, and people were like, oh, and what about this, and how did you do that? And I'm going through that same exact experience. And so it's really been a joy to see people just relate to my story, and it's actually been shocking of how many people have actually experienced the same things that I've experienced. So it kind of was an eye-opener to me, and I think it's an eye-opener to the audience because they actually are like, oh, I'm not the only one that has to deal with that. Oh, I've got that too. You know what I mean? So I think
they can relate. They can relate. We are talking.
You know what? Yeah, exactly.
Kim Lee, we're talking with Kim Lee Smith, and she is the writer and the performer, a one-woman show, Totally. Which
Totally,
is
T-O-T-A-L-L-Y.
and this is in performance at the Teatro La Tea at Clemente Sotavelez Cultural Center at 107 Suffolk Street in Lower Manhattan. It's on the second floor. It opened on August 4th, and it's running to this Sunday, August 16th, so you can get your tickets. They're only $10 during the week and $15 on the weekend. And you
That's
can
right.
call. You want to give the number out, or shall I?
I will give it. Just call 212-529-1948. If you need any additional information on my show, you can go to my website. It's totallykimlee.com, and that's K-I-M-L-E-I-G-H.com. Totally Kim Lee. So any information that you need about me or the show is on that as well.
And we want to let everybody know that if you have to pee, do it before the show starts. There's no intermission. It runs for 1 hour.
1 hour.
How can you talk for an hour?
Oh, my gosh. I'm actually shocked at myself. But it's actually, once you get on the ride, it doesn't even seem like an hour. So many people have told me that they wanted more. They wanted more. They wanted more. So I just keep it at that. I keep it simple and have them wanting more, as they say.
Okay. Kim Lee, thank you very much, Kim Lee Smith. We're going to see you Saturday in Totally at the Teatro
awesome.
Latia Clemente Soto Velez Cultural Center, 107 Suffolk Street. Anyone else who wants to join us?
Yay.
It's still Sunday. It's reasonable. It's only 1 hour, and you can get tickets by calling 212-529-1948. And for $15, it's a great date.
I hope you all can make it out, and I'm so looking forward to meeting you, Dan, on Saturday.
Thank you. And anyone who spots Dr. Dan in the audience on Saturday, I personally will make sure that you get a pair of tickets to an off-Broadway show or an off-off-Broadway show sometime in the fall. Thank
all
you very
right.
much.
And if you have any questions after the show, just come on up and say hey.
There you go, www.totallykimlee.com. Thanks a lot, Kimlee. Good luck, and we'll see you Saturday.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Dan. Have a great rest of your night.
Thank you.
Okay,
this sounds like a wonderful, wonderful show, everybody. It's reasonable. If you go during the week now, it's only $10 a ticket. If you go on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's only $15 a ticket. You can get tickets at 212-529-1948. And 1948 was a very good year.
Okay, then.
It really was. Actually, my ex was born in 1948.
Right
and,
on. Now, who are you bringing to the show Saturday?
Well, that's going to be a surprise.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I may bring Robert Elkin, who's here with me right now. He's a sports
Hello,
writer.
Robin.
And got a haircut. Anyway, we'll see you Saturday. We'll be right back.
You get me smiling even when it hurts. There's no way to measure what your love is worth. I can't believe the way you get through to me. It's in the way you want me. It's in the way you hold me.
Friends, and I'm very pleased to say we have our new in-house co-host for Sports Update, and that's Lloyd Carroll. Lloyd, welcome back, and we know you're on location as I'm on location tonight.
Yeah, Dan, it's funny. I'm here in Atlantic City creeping up the Garden State Parkway. I'm not quite sure why there's rush hour here, but how are things over in Hofstra? Is it, have they been able to get a decent practice with the weather?
Actually, we're not at liberty to discuss that. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, but I hear you. Well, anyway,
we are at liberty to talk about what's happening with the Jets and the Giants in general. And, you know, there's a big battle going on, and I'm wondering what your take is on it with Leon Washington. He makes, I think, $575,000 a year. He's in the fourth year of a four-year contract. And the Jets, up until yesterday, weren't budging. And they said he's going to play out for $575,000, even though he was, the lone Jet on the Pro Bowl last year.
Well, Dan, I tell you, the Jets have a history, of course, of undervaluing their most productive employees. So, but Washington, I think he said he seemed a little bit optimistic that he would cut some kind of deal. But, you know, it is next year. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the NFL with terms of salary caps, collective bargaining. So for that reason alone, I get the feeling they will cut a deal.
I think so, too. Actually, I understand that the Jets may have, although it wasn't a formal offer, there are rumors that they may have offered to bring him to between $2 and $3 million a year. Unfortunately, some of the other premier players, maybe not even as premier as Leon Washington, have gotten like 4 years for $36 million or 5 years for $60 million. So they're talking about big bucks, and I don't know if the Jets are, unless Bernie Madoff had something to do with them losing money too, like the Wilpons and the Mets.
Well, no, it's just, I don't think, we can't pin this one on old Bernie, but again, the question is Leon Washington a truly elite running back? He's a very good player, but again, what have the Jets really won so far? So, you know, he doesn't have any championship rings. I'm not going to get that worked up until I, you know, he's not that kind of player. Good, but not great.
Well, Lloyd, tell us what you think the Jets and Giants may have in common this year, if anything.
Well, with the Jets, I can't get too worked up. As long as Thomas G. Brady is playing for New England, that to me is good enough. Coming off an injury, they have such a solid team that I think this could be just a good developmental year for Mark Sanchez. Hopefully, he'll get some experience here and put them in a position, hopefully, where they can win down the road. But otherwise, I really don't see much with the Jets and the Giants. I really don't know much about. I mean, it's nice that Eli Manning signed that big contract. They obviously lost to the Eagles last year in the playoffs. But they're certainly still a very prime, a very good team, although it's kind of strange not to see Armani Toomer in old Giant blue this year. He's over, I believe, in Kansas City. So a few changes over there as well.
Well, what do you think of Kellen Clemens' chances against Sanchez to be a starter after tonight's Rams game that Clemens will be starting officially tomorrow night?
Yeah, well,
Friday night.
Preseason means nothing, and ultimately I have a feeling they probably will start Clemens at the beginning of the season. And the way I expect the season to go, the way I expect it to, the Jets aren't going to win very much with them. That gives Rex Ryan the opportunity then to pull Clemens and put in Sanchez by being second-guessed. That would seem to be my gut feel.
How about over on the other side of Giants Stadium, the New York Giants. Their quarterback hasn't signed yet, and they're talking about big bucks, making the first $100 million player with the New York Giants franchise.
Well, Eli is certainly worth the money. He's a franchise quarterback. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's a leader. And eventually, I'm not quite sure what the economics are for the Mara family, but again, a deal will get done there. So that would be my take on it.
Uh-huh. And
fortunately, recently you can discuss football because, like I said, Queens baseball has gotten very bleak. Although the Yankees are certainly doing their part in the Bronx. But it's kind of what you asked me what would happen with the Mets in San Diego last week, and my prediction came true.
Yeah, well, the Mets and the Yankees have actually taken a north-south direction. At one point, the Mets were winning and the Yankees were losing, and there was talk about how the team in Flushing, Queens was actually the premier team after so many years, the Yankees being winners, and then things fell apart in Flushing.
I wasn't surprised by it, really, with the injuries, but what it really comes down to is, and I said this before, that there's not a culture of winning. The Mets, doesn't make a difference how much they spend, who the general manager is, who the manager is. There's just not a culture of accountability. And I think you have to look at ownership on this, particularly the chief operating officer of the team, Jeff Wilpon. I just feel that as long as he's really running the show, I don't really see much changing.
Let's talk and suggestions by fans that maybe the Wilpons should sell the team. However, I don't think that you and I are in a position to take sides at all with this. And I've always found Jeff Wilpon and his dad to be very nice, honorable people who are very easy to talk with. They've hired a general manager, and that's what teams generally do, is to hire general managers to make the decisions about players. And Omar Minaya has been that particular general manager, although he seems to be on the plank right now.
Well, I think Omar's actually done a fairly good job in terms. Nobody was criticizing him when he signed Carlos Beltran, got traded for Carlos Delgado, got Pedro Martinez when he first was a free agent, acquired Johan Santana. I think he's done a pretty good job, but nobody could predict what was going to happen this year in terms of all the injuries hitting at once. And, I'm willing to give him a pass on that. And frankly, I think the whole Adam Rubin thing was overblown. That's just my own gut feeling.
Well, you may be right about that. And only time will tell with regard to whether actually, even if Adam may at some time get a job in player development with some
major
league team.
Well, I don't know. All I do know is that there was already a quick conflict of interest for him this week, because he was already reporting how the Mets at the end of the season are going to replace Omar Minaya with his understudy, John Rico. And I'm not so sure how much how true that is or not, or how much glee Adam took in writing it. So that could be a problem. I really don't know. I'd like to see Bobby Valentine, though, become the Mets manager. That might add to a little bit of fun in Queens.
I think Bobby Valentine would liven things up tremendously in Queens. And
that's exactly what they need. They need a guy like Valentine, a guy who knows how to get the most out of their assets. And Valentine's a proven winner.
I think you're right. On that note, Lloyd, I think we're going to have to say goodnight to you. We're running out of time.
Dan, a pleasure, and hopefully we'll get to do it next week under a little easier circumstances for both of us.
Thank you so much. And we want to let our listeners know that you're listening to In Focus with Dr. Dan and Friends. This has been Sports Update. We take the other side of sports. We play-by-play. We don't give all of the scores, but we try to talk about some of the inside things that are going on. We want to let you know now that it's part of our show has been brought to you by Capital One Bank there in Westbury, where we just saw Cyndi Lauper and Rosie O'Donnell last week, and they were just outstanding. I had never seen any of them in concert before, and they were outstanding. I sat actually in the second row and was able to check eyeballs with them. I think that Rosie was flirting with me. I think she thought I was a girl. In any event, all kidding aside, they were both terrific, and I wish them the best of luck in their worldwide tour. We want to let everyone know that tomorrow night, the 40th anniversary Woodstock Festival celebration will be at Westbury. August 15th is Bob Saget. August 16th, Nat and Alex Wolf. And August 21st, the Elvis Tribute Spectacular, which I'll be going to. And if any of our WVOX listeners spots Dr. Dan in the audience, I will make sure that we get you a pair of tickets to an off Broadway show sometime in the fall. One of my favorites on August 27th is Air Supply, and that's something we don't want to miss. August 28th, Peter Frampton is in concert on a Saturday night. And August 29th, B.B. King and Buddy Guy, and that's a Sunday. September 12th is a doo-wop extravaganza. I think that's Dick Fox doo-wop extravaganza. And I think that's something you want to see. And, of course, on September 28th, Bernie Williams, the former center fielder of the New York Yankees, will be performing. And that should keep us busy for a while.